大家晚上好。
So good to see all of you here. Certainly, good to see new faces. But it's also wonderful to see old familiar faces.
很高兴看到大家，当然是很高兴看到新的面孔，但是也很高兴看到以前认识的那么多人。
As Jay alluded to, my family and I have had some history with the church, you know, and have gotten to know a lot of you over the years, and it's a wonderful reunion for me to see, for all of us, my family and I, to see all of you.
林牧师在过去在我们的 CCCSB 的教会帮过很多的忙，那现在是很高兴再一次跟大家见面，非常荣幸。
I want to thank Pastor Mao for the kind invitation tonight for me to be able to speak to you.
谢谢毛牧师的邀请，今天晚上能够在这里跟你一起分享。
Now, before anything else, I do want to extend or acknowledge a very important milestone in the life of your church.
在开始之前，我们要恭喜我们教会过了一个很重要一个里程碑。
Last October, you celebrated your 40th anniversary as a church.
去年十月是 CCCSB 四十周年纪念。
That is no small accomplishment.
这是一个不小的一个成就。
You know, not too many churches can say they've lasted this long.
是有很多教会可以说他们持续了四十年。
So truly, God has been good to you.
对，真的神非常的祝福我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as I come and think about some of the things I'd like to share with you this weekend, I can't help but think of the issue that perhaps confronts you at this time.
当他想到今天这个周末要跟我们分享的信息的时候，他会想到我们教会现在面对的是什么样子的问题。
The big issue, of course, is well, what's next?
最大的问题当然是我们下一步是什么。
Where do you go from here? How do you proceed to the next 40 years?
从这里我们怎么样往前走下一个四十年？
So as I prayerfully considered the messages, I want to incorporate. Within this theme of transforming together, some ideas perhaps that could help all of us as we transform together, and also address the time that we live in and how we might impact our society.
刘牧师在思考我们的信息的时候，在想到我们教会的历史，也想到我们怎么样在现代这个时代里面一起转型，一起来成长。
Well, quite frankly, as I think about this issue, I'm not just thinking of, this is not just an issue that confronts your church. It actually confronts all of the churches in America today.
现在面对的问题不只是我们这个教会面对的问题，其实这个问题面对所有的美国的教会。
A little bit of the background information, as Jay alluded to, I teach at California Baptist University. I teach theology there.
李牧师现在是在加州浸信会大学教，他是在教神学。
But I also pastor, I act as an interim pastor in a local church there in Riverside called First Baptist Church of Riverside.
但是他也是河滨市那边一个教会的临时牧师。
And we just celebrated our 145th anniversary.
教会呢，刚刚庆祝了145周年。
And the very issue that confronts you is the very issue that confronts us.
对，我们教会。
Where do we go from here? After 145 years, how do we proceed? How do we be more effective in our community?
所以我们教会面对的问题也是他们教会面对的问题，我们怎样走下一步能够更成功，能够更有效率的为神做事。
And so as we consider, you know, how we as a church can impact our society today, one of the things I think we must know is, well, what's the nature of the time that we live in?
我们在思考我们教会怎么能够影响我们旁边的世界的时候，我们要思考我们现在住的这个时代是什么样子的时代。
There's a passage in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32 speaking of a very special tribe in Israel.
在历代志上第12章32节讲到以色列的一个很特别的一族群。
This tribe, we're told, understood the time that they were living in.
这个族群他们了解他们住他们生活的那个时期。
Oops. Let me read that passage for you. I guess it's not here. Oh, it's here. The passage reads, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders. All these understood the times, the signs of the times, and knew the best course for Israel to take.
12章30节讲到，以撒迦支派有200族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。
This is what we must be. We must be like the tribe of Issachar, who knows the time that they live in, that we live in.
我们必须像这个以撒迦支派一样，通达实务，知道该怎么做。
So, what is the time that we live in?
那我们现在住的这个时代是什么样子的时代呢？
Well, many sociologists and cultural experts, church experts, actually said that we live in a time known as post-Christian America.
很多社会学家、很多神学家都讲到，我们现在住的这个社会是属于这个后基督教时代。
This is a post-Christian era because Christianity is no longer the dominant cultural force in America or in the West today.
所谓的后基督教时代，就是说现在在这美国社会跟西方社会，基督教已经不再是这个文化的主流。
And when we do ministry, we must recognize this. We must not presume that people in our society either understand Christianity or even share the same Christian values that we do.
所以当我们做事工的时候，我们必须要了解，我们不能够假设他们都了解基督教是什么样的宗教，或者是分享有跟我们同样的这属灵的价值观。In
that sense, we live in a very unique time.
所以我们住在一个很奇特的一个时代。Let
me give you a couple of examples.
让我们给你几个例子。First
of all, let me give you the example of the church that I'm currently acting as interim pastor. I told you it's been in existence for 145 years now.
第一个例子，它是现在它在那边当牧师的教会已经有145年的历史。In
its heyday, at the very peak of its church attendance in the 1950s and 60s, it would average more than 2,000 in the congregation.
在1950年代、1960年代，在这个教会的全盛时期的时候，他们有多于2,000个人每个礼拜来做礼拜。
But today, 2019, we're averaging
200.
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Well, according to one church consultant that came to study our congregation, he said that there's been a cultural shift.
他们请了一个教会的顾问来看他们的教会，那他的答案是说现在有一个文化的大改变。
See, back in the 1950s and the 60s, the church was seen as the place to be, the social place to be.
在1950年、1960年代的时候，教会是一个社交上一个很重要的地方。
If you want a safe place to go, if you want to help develop your character, you want to help people to raise your kids, the natural place you would go to is the church.
安全的地方，一个美好的地方，让小孩子能够在那边长大，能够培养他的品格的话，教会是一个很好的一个环境。
That shows the dominance of Christianity in the culture.
因为那个时候，基督教真的是这个文化里面一个主流的文化。
Naturally, churches back then would be populated with a lot of people.
很自然的，教会里面就会有很多的人。
But today, something else is going on. There are many competitions out there, many alternatives that would seem to meet the needs of the people or help them develop their personality.
但是现在的社会里面有很多东西一起来竞争，你有很多的选择，怎么样子来成长，怎么样子能够有好的品格。
There's television.
当然有电视的影响。
There's the internet.
网络的影响。
There's all kinds of subcultural communities that you can be a part of.
有很多非主流的族群你可以参加。
Christianity no longer has dominance in the social life of America or in Western culture.
所以基督教在美国社会跟西方社会里面已经不再是这个主流的文化了。
Now that's the example that I gave. It's neither good nor bad. We're just explaining it sociologically.
所以从社会学角度，这是他们的解释，不是说好或坏，只是一个客观的解释。
But you do see the shift.
但是你可以看到那个改变。
Well, a second example I can give you, is something perhaps many of us, who come from an immigrant, background can really fully appreciate.
第二个例子，我想很多啊新移民的人都能够啊想象得到。
My brother-in-law grew up in mainland China.
他的older or younger?
Younger
brother-in-law. 他的妹夫是从中国国内来的。
He said when he was living in China, you know, he always thought of America as a Christian country.
当他住在中国的时候，他一直觉得美国是一个基督教的、基督徒的一个社会。
Think about your own experience. I know many of you here come from immigrant backgrounds. Do you think of America way back as a Christian country? I think many probably did. And so did my brother-in-law. And so, go ahead.
我们很多都是移民，我们想，我们以前想到美国，都觉得美国是一个基督教的一个国家。
So when he came to the United States,It was an eye-opener because for the first time he realized America is not quite the Christian country that he thought it is.
所以当他来到美国的时候，他很惊讶，这个美国已经不再是一个这个全属于基督教的一个社会了。
He would see vestiges, some leftovers of Christian, culture and cultural, Christian values still dominant, but not a whole lot.
他还是可以看到一些痕迹，就是基督教所留下的一些东西，但是在现代社会已经不再是几个主流了。
And as each year goes by, he would see less and less of it.
那一年过一年，他觉得基督教影响力越来越小。
Finally, the one that clinched him for him, that made him say, definitely America is not a Christian country today, is what happened to his, local conservative Chinese church in Orange County.
就是让他觉得，基督教已经不再是美国主流的，是一件事情发生。他现在的一个教会是在局限里面的一个中国教会。
His church took an informal survey of the prevailing issue today, which is, should the church support same-sex marriage? Is it biblical amongst the young people of their congregation?
他们在他们的教会里面，年轻里面。问他们说，你觉得这个同性的婚姻跟圣经的教导有没有合一？
Do you want to take a guess what the result of that survey was?
你觉得这个你要不要猜猜看这个结果是什么？
A majority of the young people in his conservative Chinese, church in Orange County said, "Of course."
但这是
amazing.
一个保守的局限的一个中国教会里面，大部分年轻人都说同性恋结婚是可以的。
Now I bring up these examples to simply illustrate that the time we live in is a post-Christian era.
这些例子就说明了我们现在所住的这个时代是一个后基督教的时代。
This is not back in the 50s or the early 60s. This is not back.When Christianity was dominant, and we can just pull out our four spiritual laws, and everybody understood what you're talking about. This is a different world we live in.
我们现在住的时代已经不再是1950年代、60年代那个时候一样。你能够讲到属灵的四律，他们大家都会了解你在讲基督教里面有什么样的东西。
We must therefore be wise to know the times we live in.
我们必须要了解我们现在所住的这个环境
，like the tribe of Issachar, so that we can more effectively reach our younger generation for the gospel and speak to the culture the gospel in a more relevant way.
我们必须像以撒家人一样，通这个食物，知道怎么样子跟当代的这些年轻人来传讲福音，怎么样他们解释基督教。
That's what must happen as we help one another grow and transform together. I like what Jay said earlier. We're not just transforming, but we're transforming so that we can in fact impact the society we live in.
只有这样，我们才可以一起转型，一起成长，然后能够影响到我们的社会。
So with that, as a bit of an introduction, Let me open up in prayer, and then we'll get into the first message
tonight. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for this weekend. We acknowledge that we truly live in a challenging but also exciting time for the gospel to flourish and to flourish again. We pray.
天父，我们感谢您，这个周末我们有机会在这里分享您的话语，但是我们在这里也真的了解到，我们现在处的这个时代是一个很有挑战性，也非常有刺激性的一个时代，怎么样子把福音传扬出去。
We pray, Father, that you'll speak to us tonight, this weekend, in a powerful way.
我们求你用你的大能来今天晚上跟我们说话，这个整个周末来跟我们说话。
Transform us together that we might truly impact our society for you and for the gospel.
让我们一起成长，一起转型，所以我们能够在这个教会更大的影响力，把你的福音传扬出去。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I want to begin tonight by showing you this picture. Does anybody know what this is? Does anybody know what's going on here? Yes, I hear yeses. All right. Well, what is this picture, first of all? Anybody? Huh?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Who said that? All right. That's Mount Everest. Can you imagine what's going on here? What? Traffic jam! People are climbing Mount Everest! Imagine that, and they're having, you know, they couldn't get to the top soon enough, right? I mean, it's like the 91 freeway, you know? They're having a traffic jam. Imagine that! Mount Everest! Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, which at one point in history was only reserved for the greatest adventurer to climb.
爬圣母峰以前就是只有比较有钱的，而且有能力的这些人才能够冒险去爬这个山。
But today, you're seeing ordinary hoi polloi folks climbing Mount Everest. And there's a traffic jam going up to the top.
但是现在你可以看到，就是很多平常人他们都可以去爬这个山，而且竟然是交通阻塞了。What's
even more amazing is that despite the danger, and it is very dangerous. I mean, when this picture was taken, 11 folks, you know, fell off the mountain. But then you have all these people trying to climb Mount Everest.
这爬这个山其实是很危险的。在这个照片照的时候，之前那一年就已经有11个人因为爬这个山死亡了。
And on top of the danger, do you know how much it costs to climb Mount Everest?
不是很危险，你知道爬这个山要多少钱吗？
$11,000. You have $11,000 to spare to climb Mount Everest and risk your life in the process?
11,000美金，你有没有剩那么多钱来爬这个山，而且可以来冒险呢？
Now, why would anybody do such a thing?
为什么会有人要做这样的事呢？
Why would anybody risk their life and pay this kind of money to climb Mount Everest?
为什么有人愿意花那么多的钱，然后做这个那么危险的事情来爬这个山？
Well, I think it's safe to say that these, I would imagine, sane and healthy people did it for the thrill of it.
我们可以想象这些应该是很正常也很健康的这些人去爬山，因为他们想要寻找这个刺激。They
did it for the challenge of doing something they've never done before.
他们去爬，因为他们要一个新的挑战，他们从来没做过的事。They
did it for the pleasure of doing something worthwhile in their mind, a challenge.
他们做这个，因为他们觉得这是很值得的一个挑战。In
short, these people did it for the sheer adventure.
他们来climbing
Mount Everest.
爬这个山就是要去冒险，来做这个刺激的事。Well,
your idea of an adventure may not necessarily be climbing Mount Everest.
那您觉得您要做的冒险是什么样子吗？是爬这个山吗？
But this incident here, this little vignette, tells us that, you know, God has made each one of us with a sense of adventure.
但是这个故事只是说明了一下，神对我们每一个人身上 都有计划一个很好的一个冒险的旅程。
He's given us a desire in life to seek for something that's bigger than us.
他们给我们一个愿望来做一个比我们自己更大的事。
And until we are daily involved in that adventure, in that thing that's bigger than us, our existence will seem rather mundane, purposeless, and quite frankly, boring.
直到我们能够参与这个神给我们的计划的时候，不然的话，我们每天的生活就觉得非常的平凡，非常的无聊。
So it's human nature to want to pursue something that which is greater, something that is more worthwhile.
所以每个人，人类很自然的都想要去追求一些比他们更伟大的事情来做。
Now I think if you're a Christian, you would agree that the Christian life is designed by God to be an adventure.
我们基督徒都同意，我们基督徒的生命是神所计划的，是一个很伟大的一个旅程。
It's an adventure lived for Christ and for the gospel.
所以我们可以为基督，为他的福音去冒险，来成长。
But the problem with many believers today is that we no longer sense that Christianity is an adventure.
但是问题是，现今的很多基督徒不再觉得这个基督徒的生活是一个很刺激的基督的属灵生活。
In fact, not too long ago, I had a friend of mine who told me, you know, I think I'm quitting Christianity because I'm really bored with it. I don't know what this is all about. It's a very sad thing that he's saying, but that's what he said.
不久之前，有一个基督徒的朋友跟林牧师说，我对基督教觉得非常的无聊了，好像没有学到什么新的东西，我不想再继续做基督徒了。
That concept of Christianity as boring and not an adventure is inaccurate and wrong.
如果觉得基督徒的生活是非常的无聊的，是没有冒险性的，不够刺激的，这是错误的观念。
I think one of the things that the church must recover in our day and age, amidst all the competing distractions there are in this post-Christian era, is that the Christian life, Christianity is a grand adventure.
我想在现今这个后基督教时代里面，教会里面很重要的就是需要了解我们的属灵的这个旅程是一个很伟大的神所计划的神圣的旅程，而不是一个很无聊的经验。
It's a wonderful divine adventure that we are called to participate in.
就是我们被神邀请来参与这个很好的神圣的这个属灵的旅程。
That God wants us to live in and through and have a stake in.
神要我们来经历这样子的旅程，来能够成长。
So the question before us tonight is this: How do we live a life of adventure in Christ?
所以今天晚上我们要问的问题是：我们怎么样子来活出这样子一个基督徒的这个旅程？
How do you bring back that sense of excitement and adventure in your own Christian life so that you may have something to say to the next generation who are wondering what is Christianity?
我们怎样把这个兴奋跟刺激再一次带进你的这个属灵的旅程里面？所以别人会问说怎么样子能够成为新的基督徒？
What's the biblical prescription that will help us recover that sense of adventure in Christ?
圣经上怎么样教导我们能够在基督里面有更好的这个属灵的旅程呢？
Well, I'd like to suggest that there's a character in the Bible that we can learn from who really has a lot to say to us about living the Christian life as a grand adventure.
我们可以想到圣经上面有一个人物能够教导我们怎么样子为基督而活的，活出一个很惊险的一个很精彩的属灵生活。
And that's the Apostle Paul.
那就是保罗，使徒保罗。
The Apostle Paul, if you remember in yourknowledge of just basic New Testament, was a man who lived a life of action.
保罗在新约里面真的是一个生活得非常的充足很有行动的一个基督徒。
Never a dull moment in his Christian life, that's for sure.
他的基督徒生活从来都不会无聊。
He stood before kings.
他站在国王的面前。
He performed miracles.
他做了一些很多神迹。
He confounded philosophers.
他让哲学家都觉得迷惑了。
He traveled the vast Roman Empire.
他在整个罗马帝国都旅行过了。
He survived shipwrecks and assassination attempts.
经过了沉船跟谋杀，但是他活下来了。
What enabled Paul to live the way he did?
保罗怎么样子可以活出这样子的生活呢？
What can we learn from him so that our own life may reflect that sense of divine adventure?
从他身上我们怎么样可以学到也可以活出这样子为神冒险的这个旅程吗？
There are many passages we can turn to, but there's one in particular that I want us to look at because it gives us a glimpse of how Paul lived his life.
圣经上保罗有很多的叙述，但是今天晚上要分享一段来看他的生命为什么有那么的充足。
And it's that passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in particular verse 7.
是在哥林多后书第四章，尤其是在第七节。
Let me read that for you. And then I'll read the greater context so that we have a better sense of what's going on. So Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, 7, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
哥林多后书第四章第七节讲到，我们有这宝物放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
In a moment, I'll sort of expound this a little bit, but let's kind of get the bigger context of where this came from.
我们先看一下上下文。
So let me read for you a little bit more of the extended passage where this came from, and that's in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3, all the way to 11. You know, if you would, just follow along as I read. I'll read it in English, and then James will read it in Chinese.
我们今天读第四章三节到十一节，先读英文，再读中文。
Okay, so I'll read first. Paul writes this, And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who are constantly being delivered over to death for the sake of Christ, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh.
第四章第三节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝物放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不致丢弃；打倒了，也不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们在这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
In this letter, Paul, of course, is writing to the church in Corinth. This is a fascinating passage. passage I wish we had time to unpack, but the gist of it is that the context is God here, or Paul here says that Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those in this world so that they do not recognize the saving gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以在这个保罗写给哥林多教会的书信里面，这里讲到呢，这个世界上的这个撒旦，把福音蒙蔽了，所以不信的人，他们的心被弄瞎了心眼。
But God, in His mercy and love, wants to counteract what Satan is doing in this world by drawing lost sinners to Himself through Paul and through the church in their preaching and sharing of the gospel.
但是因为神的恩典跟神的爱要战胜撒旦的这些计谋，所以他吩咐了。 保罗还有这些信徒们，怎么样子能够战胜黑暗，把福音传扬出去，让这些不信的、有罪的人能够回到神的面前。And
so as Paul here in this passage, especially in verse 7, describes his role in fulfilling God's divine purpose of drawing lost people to Himself, we find this interesting description of the Christian life as an adventure.
所以在这里第七节，保罗讲到神怎么样子用他能够把他的福音传扬出去。在这里，我们可以看到怎么样子参与这个神圣的使命，把基督这个冒险的这个旅途能够活出来。So
if you're taking notes, I want to bring up two kinds of adventure that's alluded to or implied by Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
所以在这一段经节第四章第七节里，我们可以看到，保罗提到了两种这个冒险的精神，怎么样子把福音传扬出去。So
these are the two ways as Paul viewed his role in God's calling in his life, that the Christian life is an adventure of a constant rescue operation.
所以保罗看他怎么样子受到神的呼召。 来扮演这个传福音的角色，第一个是是一个不断的一个救援的一个行动。And
second of all, that it's an adventure, a constant adventure of a rescued rescue operation. I don't know how you're going to translate that, but
第二个是已经被拯救，不断的被拯救的一个救援行动。
Alright, I'll explain each one as we unpack each in a moment.
我们等一下会解释清楚。So
let's take a look at the first one. Paul said that the Christian life is an adventure. Why? Well, because it's a rescue operation. We're called to be part of a rescue operation.
为什么保罗说基督徒的生活是一个神圣的一个冒险的这种旅程呢？因为我们是要 拯救这些不信的人，这是一个不断的一个拯救的救援行动。Paul
said that we are God's instrument or agents to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world.
保罗说，我们是神的工具，把耶稣基督的好消息传扬着失落的世界。But
what's interesting is the way Paul described it in this particular verse, in verse 7. He said, we have this treasure. In the reference of this treasure here, if you look at it closely, is it refers back to the gospel that Paul talks about. So we, Paul said, have a treasure, and this treasure is the gospel.
在这里第七节讲到我们有这个宝贝。那这个宝贝，你看这个前文的话是讲到福音，这个福音就是这个宝贝。
The god of this world, Satan, may have blinded the people so that they don't come to believe, but we have the treasure to unblind them, so to speak.
撒旦蒙蔽了这个世界上的人，但是我们有这个宝物，可以把他的眼睛睁开来，让他们看见。Our
task and God-given privilege is to give the people the light of the gospel so that they might be reconciled back to God.
我们的工作，我们的特权就是把光带到这些人面前，让他们能够看到这个神的福音，让他们能够跟神和好。
And that's exciting.
那是一个非常兴奋的事。
That knowledge that you possess, as you proliferate that, is an exciting thing to see and watch unfold.
把这个知识传扬出去是一个令人兴奋的事，然后看神怎么样在这世上做工。
Do you realize what a great treasure you have in that simple knowledge of the gospel? How that can be life transforming?
你知道这个福音的这个知识是这么的宝贵，能够改变人的生命吗？
It rescues them from where they are into a place of safety and light.
它能够拯救这些遗失人，带他到一个光明、一个安全的地方。
In June 2018, 12 boys and their soccer coach were trapped in an underground cave in Thailand.
在泰国6月2018年时有12个男孩子跟他们的教练被困在一个地下的一个山洞里面。
This happened during the rainy season.
这是在雨季的时候。
And the rain kept pouring, they couldn't get out,In the meantime, water was starting to rise in that cave, threatening to drown all of the boys and their coach.
因为下很大的雨呢，水一直上升，他们被困在里面出不来，那几乎会被淹死。
Do you remember the drama of that moment?
你记不记得这个发生的时候？
It happened not too long ago. We were all transfixed. What's going to happen? Will they be rescued?Right?
这是不久之前发生的事情，你还记得吗？那个时候新闻一直在报道，大家都在一直看着电视说，这些人到底能不能被救得出来？
And if you recall, many in the world offered their expertise on how to rescue those individuals in the cave.
你可能也记得，那个时候有很多各种的专家，他们提供了他们的知识跟能力，要把他这就是把这些人救出来。
It included people like the FBI,
包括着美国联邦的中枢
expert scuba divers,
这个潜水专家
scientists,
很多科学家
psychologists,
很多心理学家
and even included Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla,
这个 Tesla 公司的这个主办人 Elon Musk.
They all offered their knowledge to rescue.Those boys
愿意提供他们的知识来拯救这些男孩子。
Why?
为什么？
Because there's something noble, there's something truly adventurous to see the knowledge that you have rescue these people. They all took the time to do that, that self-sacrificial thing.
因为他们都愿意觉得他们的知识可以用来拯救这些男孩子，这是一件很宝贵的一个事情。
And you know what's interesting, of course, is to the boys and their family, prior to this incident, they probably didn't care what Elon Musk knew, or the FBI, or the psychologists, or the scuba divers.
对这些男孩子跟他们的家人，在事情发生之前，他们当然不知道这些专家们他们所想的是什么事情，跟他们有什么关系。
To them, those are just abstract things. But in that moment,What these people possess is treasure.
但是在那个时刻，这些专家的知识真的是一个宝贵的一个宝物。
It was their lifeline. It was their ticket to being rescued.
这个知识是可以用来拯救他们的生命线。
Friends, when you think about it, in the end, they were rescued by the knowledge that these people possessed.
最后我们知道这十二个男孩因为这些专家们的知识跟他们的技能能够把他们全部都救出来了。
Knowledge is powerful, it is treasure.
知识是非常有能力的也是一个很宝贵的。
It's able to rescue people and set them free.
它能够拯救他们能够给他们自由。
You possess the knowledge of the gospel, which is treasure.
你已经有了这个福音的知识这是一个宝物。
Well, you might say, well, that's true. Those boys were trapped in the cave, but people in our society are not trapped in a cave. So what's this got to do with them, whatever knowledge we, the knowledge we possess of the gospel?
当然这些男孩子困在这个山洞里面，这跟我们传福音有什么关系呢？
Well, consider this modern example.
你可以想到这个现今的这个一个例子。
How many of you like the NBA? You all recognize who this guy is, right? Kevin Durant. Some say the best basketball player today. Some people are shaking their heads. That's all right. Okay, we can agree to disagree. But the point of this, though, is this. That Kevin Durant, being a great basketball player that he is, he won two NBA championships with the Golden State Warriors, two MVPs, and yet, according to one journalist, he said, you know, I've been covering Kevin Durant for the longest time, but I sense that deep down inside, there was no satisfaction in him.
Kevin Durant,
for all these achievements that he was able to accomplish.
Kevin Durant, 有人觉得他是现今最好的这个篮球手，赢了很多的这个球赛，而且 被选成了最宝贵的球员。但是呢，他虽然赢了那么多的球赛，有一个记者说，他观察结果觉得Kevin Durant 呢一直没有满足感，他虽然赢了那么多的球赛，他心里还是不满足。
In fact, he said, Kevin Durant told this reporter, first time I lifted up my NBA trophy, I felt hollow inside of me.
对 Kevin Durant 跟这个记者说，他第一次拿到这个美国这个冠军球的这个球杯的时候，他说我心里觉得非常的空虚。
So this summer, when Kevin Durant signed that four-year contract worth $164 million, this journalist was very concerned.
所以过去这个暑假 ，Kevin Durant 签了一个四年的约，这四年他可以收到$1,640,000。当他签了这个约的时候，这记者说他非常的为他担心。
He said, "You know, I'm worried for Kevin because I wonder if this is really going to finally bring him happiness."
他很担心说，这样子那么多的钱，是不是真的最后能够带给他一个满足感呢？
The implication, of course, is I don't think so.
当然，他觉得这是不可能的事。
And if your sport of choice is not basketball, maybe it's football. You recognize who this guy is?
如果你喜欢看美式足球的话
，Aaron Rodgers, right?
你可以看这个是
Aaron
Rodgers,
one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
是这个美式足球队里面的一个最好的球员。
Won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers and an MVP.
他也赢了很多的这个赢了 Super Bowl， 也是当了最棒的球员。
But like Kevin Durant, after winning the MVP, he hoisted his trophy and actually said, "Is this all there is to life?"
那就像 Kevin Durant 一样，他赢了这个球杯以后，他说：“生命真的就只有这样子吗？”
So let me ask you, do people in our society need a rescue operation?
所以我们这个社会里面的人需不需要被救援？
You bet they do.
你知道他们是需要的。
They may not be trapped in some physical cave in Thailand somewhere like the boys.
他们也许不是像那十二个男孩被困在一个泰国的山洞里。
But they are trapped in the cave of their despair and in the trap in their search for God in all the wrong places.
但是他们被自己的这个困境困住了，他们心情非常的失望，而且他们到处在寻找神。
What we possess in the gospel message rescues them from their predicament and sets them free from their sins and reconciles them to God, who alone and satisfy their soul.
但是我们有这个福音的消息，我们有这个宝物能够拯救他们，让他们能够得到自由，能够回到神的面前。
That's adventure.
那是一个冒险的行为。
You think rescuing those boys in that Thai cave was an adventure? This is even a greater adventure to see your friends, people in our society truly set free.From the power of sin.
你觉得去拯救那十二个泰国男孩是一个很惊险的一个冒险的行动，但是你如果能够拯救你周围的人脱离他们的罪恶，然后能够来到神的面前，这也是一个更值得的一个冒险的探险精神。
You know, a colleague of mine at CBU, told me the story of his life.
他有一个在大学里面的同事跟他讲一个故事。
He was a former police officer, I believe, somewhere in the Colton area.
他以前是一个警察,
and he said that he would often arrest troublemakers, you know, in the streets or wherever they might be found in the city.
他会在, 都市里面或是, 在看到一些游民, 有一些问题的时候, 他们会把他, 抓起来。
But the interesting thing is that he would arrest them, but not too long after that, they'd be back in the streets doing what they were doing before. No change.
他抓了这些人进去以后，他们被放出来，又在做同样的事情，都没有改变。
Now, this friend of mine is a Christian, so one day he arrested a woman who's a troublemaker.
所以这个人，他虽然他是基督徒，他当警察的时候，有一次抓了一个女人。
He put her in the back of his squad car.
他把她放到他的警车后面。
And she was just, you know, spewing, you know, foul words and being violent and all of that.
这女人就在后座一直骂他。
And my friend said, you know, what do I have to lose? You know, I might as well witness to her.
他朋友说，反正没有什么其他事情可以做，我就跟他传福音吧。
So on the way to the precinct, to the local jail, he started talking to her about the gospel.
所以在到开到监狱的途中，他就开始跟他解释福音。
And to his surprise, as they were talking, she started to calm down.
他很惊讶，当他开始解释这个福音的时候，这个女人就安静下来了。
She came to her senses and repented of what she did.
所以他后来他就认罪悔改。
Apologized to my friend
跟那个警察道歉,
and thanked him for talking to her about Jesus.
感谢这个警察跟他传福音, 讲到耶稣,
and he said, after I saw what happened, I decided from that day forward, I'm going to quit arresting people, my police job, I'm going to go into the business of really changing and rescuing people. He quit his job, went to seminary, and he's now working as a pastor.
所以这个警察看到这个女人的改变，说我要改变我的工作，我不要再去抓这些人放出去，他们都没有改变，我要跟他们传福音，彻底的改变他们。所以他后来就去神学院读书，当了一个牧师。
I'm not saying all of you should quit and your jobs and become pastors, but that just demonstrates, isn't it, what we're saying? That all the issues and the problems in our society today, it's great to have police officers and put on those band-aids, but ultimately what they need is a rescue operation.
不是每个人都能够丢下工作去当牧师，但是这个故事就谈到说，我们世界上很多人，我们叫警察去抓他们，只是好像放一个绷带在上面，真正的问题没有解决，你要去传福音，让他们能够彻底的改变。
What they need is what you have, the treasure that Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians 4:7.
他们真正需要的就是你已经有的宝物，宝贵的东西，就是保罗在第七章第七节讲到的福音。In
our world today of violence and senseless killings, think of Las Vegas, Dayton, El Paso, etc. This generation is weary of seeing all of these things happening and not having true solution, wouldn't you say?
我们活在一个充满暴力跟残杀的一个时代里面，我们最近常常听到这些大屠杀，但是真的是这些人，他们对这个社会已经失望，他们真正的需要是福音。In
fact, not too long ago, Time Magazine came out with this cover where the young are asking, what's the real solution? They know there's a limit and they want to take things into their hand again. They're interested in solving the problems of their own society, which they know no one has yet been able to fully give them.
时代杂志有这两个封面，讲到现在的年轻人，觉得他们已经受够了，不愿意再接受这样充满暴力跟残杀的社会。但是他们也知道，我们没有什么解决的方法，所以他们要自己去寻找这个解决的方法来拯救他们。
But what if you can show them that the gospel, that Christianity is not some laid-back, sedate religion, but it's a rescue operation, I'll bet you these young people will at least take a second look at what this is all about. Wouldn't you say?
但是如果我们可以跟这些年轻人解释，基督教不是一个无聊的一个宗教，而是一个能够拯救他们的一个福音，一个神奇的能够改变他们、改变社会的工具的话，他们也许会听一听这些福音。
Sometimes we underestimate our younger generation. We think they're only interested in playing Nintendo games and whatnot.
有时候我们小看了我们的年轻人，觉得他们整天都在玩电子游戏。
But they do care. They when they see their loved ones and friends really harmed and killed and there's no real solution, they begin to ask.
当时他们是关心的，当他们看到他们的亲人、他们的朋友被杀伤、被杀死的时候，他们在问这些问题，怎么样子能够改变？
This is where we come in this post-Christian era and say, what you're looking for is the gospel.There is something grander for you to invest your life in this great rescue operation.
这就是我们在这个后基督教时代我们可以做的事情，跟这些人，年轻人讲，你们所需要的是福音，我们可以给你这个拯救，这个救援行动的答案。
May we help our young ones see what true Christianity is.
希望我们能够帮助这些年轻人能够了解真正的基督教是什么样子。
Well, time short. Let me move to the second one. And at this point, you might say, man, this is so overwhelming. I mean, I'm part of a rescue operation. I don't know if I can do this.
有时候，所以我们知道了我们是这个救援队的一份子，有时候觉得说，哇，这个重担真的是太重了，不知道怎么做才好。
I think Paul understood that as well of himself.
保罗对这点也非常的了解。
For while he said, we have this treasure in us, he also said that we have this treasure in us, in earthen vessels.
哎，保罗讲到说我们有这宝贝，但是他也讲到这个宝贝是放在瓦器里。
You know, that term earthen vessels there, or jars of clay in some...Translation really is a reference to the ancient world when they're storing their food stuff.
那瓦器讲到他们那个时候的社会里面啊，用这种瓦的罐子来装一些食物。
In those days, they didn't have Tupperware.
他们那时候没有塑胶的容器。
So they would put grain, salt, oil, or whatever in really simple jars of clay.Earthen vessel made of clay.
所以他们会把一些谷物啊，或是油啊，或是盐啊，这些东西放在这种瓦的这种瓶子、瓦器里面。
While these jars of clay are useful, but they're also fragile and easily breakable.
这些瓦器虽然是非常的有用，但是是非常的脆弱的，很容易就会破掉。
They're weak and really disposable.
非常脆弱的，也可以随时可以丢掉的。
And Paul said, that's me. That's me, and that's you, and me.
但是保罗说到这个瓦器说，那就是我，那就是你，就是我们每一个人，我们是一个瓦器。
We're all earthen vessels, fragile and easily breakable, both physically and emotionally.
我们都是瓦器，非常的脆弱，很容易破碎，不只是在身体上面，而且是在心情上面。
We're given to fear and anxiety.
我们常会害怕，常会焦虑。
And we often feel inadequate for the task which God's given us.
我们觉得我们没有办法做到神给我们的工作。
But you know what? Paul said, God delights in using weak and humble vessels.
但是使徒保罗说，神很喜欢用这些弱的、能够低贱的人来做他的事。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Well, because of what Paul said next. He said, but we have this treasure, all right, but in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
为什么要用这种简陋的瓦器？是因为要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So that, in other words, the weaker we are, the greater the power of God will be manifested as as we go about doing what he's called us to do.
说我们越脆弱,
if there's a conversion that happens, it's not because we're eloquent or clever.
如果有人信主,
but it's because of how good and powerful God is.
是因为,
to melt hard hearts.
是因为神的能力, 神的大能, 能够让他们的心, 能够软弱下来, 能够听福音。
I like what the old Baptist preacher Vance Havner said about this. He said, our weakness and God's strength form an unbeatable combination.
进信会有一个牧师讲到说, 我们的软弱跟神的大能是成了一个很完美的一个结体来做神事工。
And you know, that's where the adventure comes in.
这就是我们冒险的精神开始的。
It's an adventure because as you step out in your weakness to do what God's called you to do, you're wondering, is God going to come through at this point? Because I don't have the strength. And if he doesn't come through, nothing happens.
在我们最软弱的时候，你愿不愿意踏出去，然后说，我不能够做什么，只能够依靠神的能力。那神若不帮助我的话，我什么都不能做了。
And that's the thrill of it. It's the thrill of waiting as you step out in faith and say, God, please come through. I want to see you come through because if you don't, nothing will happen.
在这个我们软弱的时候站出去，有这个信心的话，这是一个很刺激的事情，你能够看到神的大能显在我们的身上。
That's why my second point actually is this, that the Christian life is an adventure because it's a constant rescue operation.
所以基督徒是不断地被拯救的一个救援行动团体。
Because you think you're on a rescue operation, but you're so weak that unless God comes through, nothing happens.
我们觉得我们要去拯救别人，但是没有神一直的拯救我们，我们没有办法做到该做的事。
But God does come through.
但是神就是能够用他的大能做成了。And
that's the thrill of it, that as we see through our humble means and our weak ways, we're trying to obey and fulfill what God's called us to do. He comes through, we realize it's not me, it's really God. And what thrill to see him come through in that very moment.
所以在我们的软弱当中，我们能够遵守神，能够为他做事，看到神的大能一次再一次的显明，这是一个非常让人兴奋，也非常刺激的事。
Think of that story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Old Testament, right? King Nebuchadnezzar said, bow to my idol. They said, no. And at that moment, you know, they're probably wondering, okay, is God going to come through? Boy, if he doesn't come through, we're burning like barbecue here, you know?
讲到丹尼尔第三章，这个丹尼尔的三个朋友撒德拉、米撒跟亚德尼哥，他们被丢到火炉里面的时候，你站出去的时候就想说，神到底会不会救我们呢？神如果不在这个火窑里面救我们，真的就完蛋了。Well,
you know, of course, God came through, right? But of course, their obedience is not subject to God coming through in a certain way. But my point simply is, what thrill in that moment for them to wait now and see how God's going to rescue them. I like what they said, of course. We know God will, but if not, we will still trust him.
所以我们知道神是拯救他们，但是很刺激的是，他们那个时候凭着信心能够这样站出来，而且他们所说的，我们知道神可以拯救我们，但是即使神不拯救我们，我们还是相信他。This
is called living by faith. Have you ever experienced that where you trust God to come through? And isn't it an adventure how he's going to come through to meet your needs, to help you, to deliver you? Isn't that adventure?
这就是真正是信心的生活，每一步都依靠神来带领你，来看神怎么样在你身上做工，这是一个非常刺激、非常挑战的一个生活。I
hope in your Christian life you can attest to that in your own way. I'm not saying everything is hunky-dory, but you know God came through. Because in that moment, not only do you see God is real, but you feel what a great thrill and adventure it is to be a Christian, to live daily with the expectation that God's going to rescue you.
当我们在软弱中这样踏出信心的脚步的时候，一次又一次的看到神的拯救的时候，我们真的是可以相信这个神会这样子带领我们。我们也知道这基督徒的生活是充满自己，充满这个依靠神的能力的。
Of course, this does not mean that you can live however you want and expect God's going to come through for you.
这表示你就可以随便做一些更冒险的一些行动。
Like jump right in front of an oncoming car and expect God's going to rescue you.
不是表示你可以跳在卡车前面，然后希望神来拯救你。
That's foolishness, of course, and that's testing the Lord.
那只是愚蠢的，而且你在考验神。
But it does mean this.That if we live in light of God's will and God's calling, we can expect that He will come through for us in His own way and in His own time.
但是我们照着神的旨意来活的时候，我们有信心，神照他的方法，他的时间会拯救我们。
So that's why I like what Jim Elliot, the missionary to Ecuador, said, martyred missionary, he said, we can live to the hilt.Every situation we believe to be the will of God.
一个很有名的宣教士 Jim Elliot 他说，我们可以活在刀口上面，因为我们相信这是神的旨意。
So friends, let me say, I hope that when you think about Christianity, especially when you tell others, it's not just going to church every Sunday, that means you can't watch football,You can't do this and you do that. No, I hope you'll say, and it's an adventure. It's an adventure of seeing God really come through in my life. And what a thrill it is to be a Christian.
所以当你跟你的朋友解释基督教的时候，基督教不是一个很无聊的一个宗教，每个礼拜天去敬拜，然后不能够看美式足球。但是基督教的生活是一个非常的充满的刺激的一个生活，你每一天都可以见证到神怎么样子来在你身上做工，怎么样子来拯救你。
In our post-Christian America, where most people don't know what Christianity is all about, this is one of the things we must.Help our generation to understand and see.
在这个后基督教的时代里面，很多年轻人他们真的是不了解基督教是什么，所以我们有这个责任，也这个有这个权利去把他们传扬这个基督徒的生活是一个惊险的、一个刺激的一个生活。
Maybe it's that radical nature of our Christian faith that ultimately is what they're looking for, but we're not giving it to them as we're trying to play it safe.
也许他们真正在寻找就是这个基督的这种福音的信息。如果我们不传给他们的话，他们不知道的。
Let me close with this story. Back in the early 1980s,
我最后讲一个故事，在1980年代的时候
，When Apple Computer was growing, with Steve Jobs at the helm,
苹果电脑正在成长的时候，那个时候是 Steve Jobs 来带领这个公司。
He realized that his ability to grow the company, he has limitations in how he could bring the company to the next level.
他了解他一个人不能够把这个公司做的下一步更大的一个计划里。
So he went looking for the best executive in the corporate world at that time to take leadership for Apple Computer.
所以他在这个公司里面找一个最好的执行长来帮他的公司。
And that person that he saw or sought was a man by the name of John Sculley, who was the CEO at that time of PepsiCo.
找到这个人 John Sculley 那个时候是百事可乐公司的一个执行长。
And PepsiCo, of course, you know, their biggest product was Pepsi Cola, right? The drink.
当然这个公司就最有名的就是卖这个百事可乐，非常畅销。
So Steve Jobs,Wined and dined John Sculley to convince him to leave PepsiCo and to come to a young upstart Apple computer.
所以那个时候 Steve Jobs 呢就请他吃饭，然后尽力的邀请他来参加这个小小的公司叫苹果电脑公司。
But after all of that, he could sense that something's wrong. John Sculley's not biting.
但是经过很多次邀请，他可以感觉到这个 John Sculley 不愿意去参加他的公司。
After all, who could blame Sculley?
谁可以怪他呢？
Pepsi Cola was one of the biggest companies in the world at that time.
那个时候，百事公司是可乐是世界上最大的一个公司之一。
But Apple Computer was just a small company in the Silicon Valley at that time. Nobody knew what was going to happen to it.
所以那个时候，苹果公司是一个非常小的一个公司，因为没有人知道他们要做什么。
So why would Scully leave the security of a blue chip company for a young upstart?
这个 Scully 没有什么原因要离开这个美好的这个很大大的公司来参加那个小的公司。
So what can Steve Jobs do to convince Scully to leave PepsiCo for Apple?
So Steve Jobs 能够做什么来让这个人愿意离开他的工作去参加他的公司呢？
So in one last ditch effort,Steve Jobs looked at John Scully in the eye and said, John,
最后一步他就看着这个 Steve Jobs 瞪着他的眼睛说
Do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water? Or do you want to change the world?
你要继续花你的一生来卖糖水吗？还是你愿意来改变整个世界？
Apple Computer changed the world, right?
对 ，Apple 电脑公司真的只是改变了世界。
John Scully said that it was that challenge that came to him that hit him like a two by four in the head, knocked the wind out of him.
John Scully 就是说，因为 Steve Jobs 这句话真的是让他当头棒喝。
It woke him up to realize I want my life to matter, not just to sell sugared water.Not to be comfortable, but to change the world. Even if it means I'm going to leave a comfortable job with PepsiCo for this young upstart company known as Apple.
所以当他了解我不要只是在卖这个糖水、过我的余生，我要改变这个世界，我要来参加这个新的一个公司。
Friends, Christianity is not tame. It's not a sedentary faith.It challenges each one of us, perhaps with a challenge greater than Steve Jobs to John Scully. Do you really want to just sit in the corner and do nothing, or do you want to change the world? You can change the world because this is what the faith is all about.
朋友们，基督教不是一个很无聊的、很安静的一个宗教。每天其实就是一个挑战，一个刺激，就像 John Scully 一样，你愿不愿意改变这个世界？你有这个权利，你也有这个福音的大能。
The Apostle Paul is what he was, a great man of faith, a great leader in the church, a great adventurer because he understood this very point.
保罗是一个、教会里面一个伟大的、传教士，也是一个很大的领袖，因为他了解到这个神的大能。
He knew that the Christian faith is an adventure of a constant rescue operation, and that it's an adventure of a constant rescue operation.
因为他知道这个基督徒的生活是一个真的是一个冒险的这个不断的救援的行动，而且也是一个不断的被拯救的一个救援行动团体。
And in its very simplest form, it happens because we are following Jesus Christ. It's never tame to follow Christ. It will always revolutionize your world. Question is, are you in it or are you not?
我们能够做到是因为我们愿意跟随耶稣基督，他能够改变我们的世界，也能够改变我们周遭的世界。问题是你愿不愿意跟随他。
In a post-Christian America, I think you'd be surprised that many of our young people are not just looking for a comfortable faith, but indeed the kind of faith that the New Testament said Christianity is.
在这后基督教时代的里面，有很多年轻人不是只是找一个这种很安全的一个宗教，他们其实你会很惊讶，他们愿意来参加，来聆听这个福音的消息的。
Let's close in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you giving you thanks because of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们来到你面前，为你的儿子耶稣基督献上感谢。
He died for our sins，
为我们的罪而死。
That we might live a new life，
所以我们可以活一个新的生活。
A new life of radical discipleship， A life of truly following Him through thick and thin.
不管是情况多不好，我们都愿意来跟随他。
May we each one enjoy and understand that adventure in our own life.
希望我们每个人都能够认识这样子这个冒险的旅程，也能够享受这样子的冒险旅程。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。